How did these cats get out?
A brawl is surely brewing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of And the Winner Is. We are your hosts. I'm Joey.
And I'm Jen. And this is a podcast about things we like.
And today we have a very special guest with us, our dear friend, Sam Johnson, to talk about life hacks.
Welcome.
Thanks. Hey, guys.
You have been crafting your life hacks for so long.
Some people call them Sam hacks.
Exactly.
Yeah, my wife does. Yeah.
I've called them Sam hacks before.
They might as well be.
Yeah.
They might as well be. Because you have so many Sam hacks.
Mm-hmm.
And now the first time I really noticed that you were doing this was because, is it okay if we talk about your
spreadsheets?
Your spreadsheets. Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I've been getting into routines.
Okay.
Routines. So you just kind of get going on this. And I plan my day down to the minute.
Do you?
Yeah.
Down to the minute. Gosh.
Well.
That's why we probably threw you off when you saw us walking out of our house.
I'm like, that's not
it's precious minutes.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can be flexible. I allow a little flex. But I think people were freaked out when you saw my Google Doc.
Oh, yeah. I saw Google. So like essentially what 50. Sam has is a Google Doc of his daily schedule where you've got like 50 different things that you are doing throughout the day.
Yeah.
To maximize your efficiency, which I thought was totally
wake up
bananas.
4:30, wash face to wake up.
4:30,
meditate.
Wow, yeah.
For 15 minutes.
How did this start?
I'll get into it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Yeah. I don't want to.
That plays into the. Yeah. The
that
list,
plays into
I
it. Okay, so before we get into it, I've got a list here in front of me of the Life Hacks subreddit.
However, I wanted to just give a quick definition of what a life hack is.
Right.
Now, this doesn't mean that my hacks fall into this list or into this category, but this is what the Wikipedia said.
Okay.
And you know we always trust Wikipedia.
Oh, yes, I trust it.
Okay.
Much.
A strategy or technique adopted in order to manage one's time and daily activities in a more efficient way.
Mm. Okay, interesting. A more efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like the word effective. Have you ever heard that distinction between efficient and effective?
Oh, I heard the distinction.
I think we should go into Wiki and change that. Effective is a better word.
Because it's not all about efficiency. It's about being effective.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not just about the time.
I'll say some of mine don't necessarily apply to time, but they are things that I think.
Mine, I feel like, are more just like clever or helpful. I don't know. Anyway.
I think it's going to be hard to define. I think we'll.
Yeah, that's
we'll find
just,
our way.
We'll define it as
take
we go.
It, yeah. Take the definition if you want to. Don't judge us if. It doesn't follow exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so in front of me here, I have a list of the top life hacks from the Life Hacks subreddit from reddit.com. So I'm going to go through this list here. We'll do 5 or 10. And you guys can tell me if you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Or if you feel...
Upload it or downvote it.
You can upload it or downvote it.
Okay.
Okay. Use a Google Sheets to translate batches of words. So if you're learning, you can create a column of English words and a column of Spanish words or whatever language you want, and it will auto convert the words for you.
Downvote. Don't care.
Downvote, yeah.
Okay, I'm upvoting.
Duolingo.
Okay. You can connect two Ziploc bags by flipping one inside out to make a larger one.
Oh. That's clever, but I'll downvote it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna downvote that too.
No one should be using Ziploc bags.
Okay. Number three, this is for the Chipotle eaters, where if you're going to ask for two servings of one of the meats or anything really, you have them serve you the first serving first. That way they don't skimp out on that second serving. You know that they're not going to cheat you on that second serving because they had. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like if you say I want two servings of chicken, well now they're like, okay, I know that they want two, so I'm gonna.
Yep.
I have that in mind.
Oh, I see.
But if they serve you the first, now you see the size of their scoop. And now they have to serve you that same size of scoop.
And so you're like, ooh, can I actually have another scoop of that?
Exactly.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Upvote. I like
upvote,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, upvote
you
that.
You guys double
any
wrap?
Any food hacks?
I do not double wrap.
No,
double wrap's a very simple Chipotle hack.
Yeah, I don't.
Now, if you're,
I don't
if you
get
want
burritos.
More calories.
Yeah, you don't do the burritos, right?
I get the bowl with a burrito on the side.
Okay, no, that's a good way to do it. If you want the maximum calories...
Which hit the burrito.
Yeah, most people don't, but yeah, I'm trying to gain weight, so I like want calories, and there's a lot of calories in those.
I'll just take the tortilla, please. I'll take 10
six tortillas in that double Ziploc bag.
Oh, you can use dental floss to cut a watermelon. So you use the dental floss to scoop underneath the watermelon, along the curve of the watermelon, and then you make slices into the watermelon with your hopefully unscented dental floss.
Yeah, hopefully not mint. Sure, I like it.
I'm going to downvote that one.
Yeah, I guess I'd upvote it. But you guys floss in the car? I'll get it. That's not one of my hacks.
No,
but
absolutely
that's an honorable
not.
Mention.
No, I
if
do
you
not.
Need if you need time to floss, flossing in the car.
No, this is...
I read the bus.
That is a bad hack. I'm going to just good. Say that is a bad hack.
No, oh, it's a great... No.
No, it's not...
As long as you can do it safely.
Floss your teeth safely while driving a vehicle?
I also have this bar down below, talking about? So I like... It's tricky.
No, those don't work together.
People have a tough time finding time for flossing. Usually when you're, going to bed, it's like tired,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the morning, I never even think about flossing.
Okay, get out of here. No, that's not a hack. That's just you're a danger to society. Okay, if you find a hair in your food... at a restaurant, heavily salt it before sending it back to the kitchen to make sure you got a new order.
Oh.
Right? So if you find a hair in your food, you salt your own food to make sure that when they serve you...
Oh, they don't just bring it back, take the hair out and bring it back to you?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's... I like that.
I'll upvote that.
Sure. I don't think I've ever sent food back because of a hair, though. I just pick it off and I just go about my biz.
I've far too many, so now she's sending it.
Yep. That's probably, probably right.
Like, hair doesn't freak me out that much.
It doesn't for me.
Either. I mean, if it was like a very long piece of hair, that would be pretty gross.
It was like, extra thick or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
If you ever get a flat tire, take a picture of it on your phone so for future reference you can use it as a valid excuse. I'm down voting that.
Oh, I love that. Yes, I want that. I like that. Good idea. Also, but really, you could just find that
it's
on the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, just Google image search a picture of a flat tire. Okay. If you're too embarrassed to buy something, get a birthday card with it.
That's good.
That's fun.
That's good.
I like that one. I would just buy it online if I'm too embarrassed to buy it in a
When story. In an argument, act as if you're being recorded. This will prevent you from saying stupid things you don't mean. I really like this advice, but I feel like that's not the type of thing I would remember while I'm having an argument.
Do you know how many stupid things we say on this podcast? It's always recorded.
And it doesn't stop us.
It doesn't stop. Oh, I mean, it's not an argument, but...
Yeah.
Hack could just be, I've told you about how we have these, they're for our pets, they're for our bunnies, and they record constantly.
Yeah.
And we found, my wife and I, that if you have a fight and then you listen, you watch it or listen to it back, it's actually an interesting
exercise.
Way to learn how to communicate, because it's like, wow, I sounded really dumb and you made a great point. Like once you're like,
I can't believe I got upset over the fork being on the table
it puts things into perspective.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to surveil yourself. I don't know if that's a good hack.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you
sure.
use Albert? Is it Albert?
He was the one that told me.
Oh yeah.
Or no, it's a
we use that.
Is it Alfred or Alfred?
Yeah, Alfred.
Alfred, yeah.
Yeah, we use Alfred as well.
Oh yeah.
Thanks to you. Thanks to your hack.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Always check your cell signal when looking for new apartments or dorms to live in. That's pretty good.
That is a good idea.
I have Verizon, so.
So do we. Spoiled. Okay. When you're finished with an essay, copy and paste it into Google Translate and listen to it. It's the easiest way to find mistakes. Can't say I've ever tried this or thought of trying this, so I can't comment.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I write for work.
Yeah.
That's what I do, and I read everything I write out loud.
You do?
Yeah. To see how it reads.
Ooh, okay. So I guess that's an upvote. Okay, I think we can stop there.
Yeah, that was
good. We'll get into our
own.
That's a solid list, though, I gotta say.
Do you want to start with any honorable mentions?
I have a dishonorable mention.
Oh, let's start there.
Yeah.
Well, just to
go negative.
Go negative.
Yeah,
and just
that's a good way to
say
start.
How not all hacks
are hacky.
Actually work. So I'm white, and so I get... That's almost you almost consider that a hack. So I get tan lines. So I didn't want tan lines this summer. Have I told you about this?
Oh yes.
Yeah. So I Googled shirts that don't give tan lines, and there's something called a sun shirt. And I bought it. I was pretty psyched about it. But it's just a really crappy thin shirt that I can like, you can like see my nipples through it. So I can't wear it to work. Yeah. And that was the reason why I bought it.
Yeah.
So that's, there's no such, like no such thing as a shirt that the sun can go through. They just send you a shirt.
Yeah, that
it's
is
like
really,
a
that is a bad hack, Sam, for so many more reasons beyond the ones you just gave.
And but yes, destroying that is a your bad skin.
Yeah. And destroying your skin and showing up to work with your nipples showing.
Yeah. And my underwear. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. That's a bad hack. I don't have any bad hacks.
I have a couple of honorable mentions,
I guess.
I have life advice.
Okay, I would love to hear
this
life
isn't,
advice.
Because it's not a life hack.
Yeah.
But I do this. I bring my passport with me everywhere just in case I need to flee. Because, I mean, think about it. If you and I were like out and like suddenly it's like zombie apocalypse, it's here and we need to get to the airport. I'm good to go, but you have to come home
first.
Oh
my God. Can you imagine if the zombie apocalypse...
Yeah. Yeah.
It would just be like the TSA. The zombie apocalypse is happening and the TSA is like, excuse me, sir. Can you didn't take out your passport early enough.
That's not your real ID.
Please take off your shoes. There's zombies literally chasing me, woman. Let me go through security. You have to take off your belt.
So it's a little maybe paranoid or...
You're a prepper, basically.
Yeah, I want to be prepared. I feel like it's the same reason why I've like never wanted to buy a house because I don't want to be tied to it, like in case I gotta run. And I'm not a flighty person, so I don't really know where this comes from, but sure. I think just a piece of advice. If I'm with you and you need to go home to get your passport first, like I am leaving you behind.
Okay. I'm getting left behind. I'm gone. I'm out. Okay, my two, I guess, honorable mentions were, I have some friends that are really into shoes. I am personally not into shoes, but I have a lot of friends that do have nice shoes. And what you can do is you take one of those magic erasers, Mr. Clean magic erasers, mm-hmm. and you can, if you rub the outside of the shoe, it gets the shoe really clean
down
again.
Down that road. Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
And it totally works. Mm-hmm. That's a nice one. Then my other advice, life advice. My advice would be to use a password manager.
Yeah.
Do not use the same password. I know you've probably been told this by your tech people at work, but do not use the same password for everything.
Do you have any recommendations?
Also,
LastPass.
LastPass is great. 1Password is great. iCloud Keychain is great. If you've got an iPhone, you can just have it create passwords for you. That way, you don't even have to remember the password. It's going to create an insane password that you can't keep track of. Okay, yeah, but that's not a hack. That's just advice.
Yeah.
Okay, should we get into our top five?
Sure. Yep. Do you want me to go first?
Sure. Yeah, you can start us off.
Okay, my number five. Mine are mostly travel related.
Okay.
So they're not even really life hacks, but...
The travel hacks.
Here's something I would tell you to do.
Yeah.
Don't get an international cell phone plan when you travel. Just keep your plane in airplane mode and connect to Wi-Fi, because you're not going to want to text anyone who doesn't have an iPhone anyways, because those people are not worth knowing.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But you can use WhatsApp. You can use FaceTime audio. You can do all those different things. And I would always recommend knowing where the nearest McDonald's is.
That free Wi-Fi.
Because free Wi-Fi.
Not the food.
Dollar Coke. And air conditioning.
Yep. Yeah.
The three things you need to survive.
That's good advice.
That's a good one, yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
All right, Sam, do you want to go next?
My number five is actually goes back to flossing in the car a little bit.
Oh, no.
So it's utilizing time in the car more efficiently.
Okay.
So I pulled a gen and I looked up how much time Americans spend in the car in their commutes.
Oh, yeah.
Just for work commutes, it's like 35 to 40 minutes. Oof. And then if you think about everything else you drive to, it's got to be about an hour.
Yeah.
So an hour of lost precious time a day.
Yeah.
So,
did you do the math and total it after over your lifetime or anything?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, that's depressing.
But it's bad. Yeah.
Basically, you can choose something, you know, whatever your passion is, if you want to learn a foreign language. So I do it with French. So Joey speaks French. I want to speak with Joey. I want to speak French with Joey. Go to Paris with him one day. So.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we've been talking about it for
precious.
Years.
Fresh, so, fresh.
You can either, instead of basically listening to the radio, kind of mindless radio, or even podcasts. I mean, I'm a big podcast listener too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually pretty precious time. I will throw it in flossing again. Flossing and or learning, whether it's a foreign language
skill,
or...
Yeah.
Is it just a recording of Joey speaking French? Saying sweet nothings to you.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to figure out the sweet nothings that I say to him in the morning. Yeah.
I also, like, if you're, like, if you want to memorize, like, if you're, you know, need to memorize a speech or something like that. I like to memorize poetry, for example. Now, if you want to take it to advanced level.
Yes, we do.
We want to level up.
Yeah. So you integrate breathing techniques with the studying. So what I do in the morning, if you want to have a really good morning when you get to work, for one thing, you get up early, you beat the traffic.
Yeah.
But you breathe in, and then you, for me, it's like saying a French word or a French line or a line of poetry as I'm breathing out, and then I breathe back in. And then you just kind of do this. And when you get to work, you're smarter, and you're in a really good state of mind. Now, that's advanced level.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm liking this, Sam. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
What do you recommend for people who take public transportation?
Yeah, I guess it couldn't be verbal. You couldn't be speaking to yourself.
I feel like it's almost an advantage because you don't have to pay attention to the road. So you could just do the same.
That's true.
You just do the same things except for the speaking to yourself.
And the floss.
Yeah.
Well, people do all sorts of weird things on the bus, so I'm not putting flossing behind
them. I can tell you all about it sometime.
By the way, I did do the math, and over 50 years, if you do, if you're working 5 days a week, you have an hour commute, it's 542 days. It's like a year and a half of your life.
Wow.
Just commuting.
Yeah.
Okay, when you said 50 years, I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, after 50,
50 years of my life on the road. Okay, what do you got?
That's my five.
All right, my number five is called Don't Forget the Producers. This is essentially like if you come across a song that you really like by a band or an artist, and you maybe try another song, but you're like, ooh, I don't really quite like that. But you really like that one song. It might not be that you necessarily like the artist. It might actually be that you like the producer.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
And so what you can do is you can find some of these songs that you like, find the producer, and that will lead you down a rabbit hole of other music that you might like. So
it's kind of like movies. Like, I do that with movies.
Totally.
Like, the director, I love...
You love the director.
Yeah, I love Steven Spielberg.
Exactly, and it works the same way.
Check out all his movies.
The producer
I actually don't do that with music.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good hack for me, actually.
Yeah. So, like,
I know you do that.
You think of a producer like Timbaland. He was all over the place in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like, if you like Jay-Z or Justin Timberlake, it might be that you actually like Timbaland, or you actually like Nerd or Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't forget the producers.
Okay, that's good.
I like it. My number four is something I have not done, but I'm now jonesing to try.
Oh, okay.
So fun. I had a really hard time creating this list. I don't know if I've mentioned that yet. So I went to the internet, of course, and started looking through some lists. And this one was wearing a hoodie backwards and filling the hood with popcorn so that you can watch a movie and just like relax with popcorn in your hood.
Like on a weekend or something.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Or like at the movie theater, you're like splitting it with your husband or your
wife.
Wait,
the hood backwards so your face is covered?
No, yeah, so it's hanging right in front of you.
Hanging in front of you.
It's like a little horse.
Bucket. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. What are those things that horses wear?
Oh, a little, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, so then you just put a little nest of popcorn in there and you're good to go. So I will try it and let everyone know how it goes.
That is hilarious.
Maybe we can go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and I can try that.
It's a long movie, so...
Oh, it'll be good then.
Yeah, you'll have like 3 hours to snack on popcorn.
You can just like, stick your head in it. Wow.
Cool.
My number four is using caffeine strategically. So I know you guys are big coffee buffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never quite get into coffee, but I know everybody else is. And caffeine in coffee is awesome. And obviously, that's one of the main reasons why people drink it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're... As a society, we're a little bit too fast and loose with caffeine.
Mm.
It's actually a super powerful drug. And if you can use it strategically to kind of turbo boost your day rather than like needing it to like get your day going, I've found this super helpful. You want to kind of structure your life where you don't need the coffee. Now, that sounds kind of judgy. I mean, it's like people need their coffee for different reasons.
Yeah, no, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. But if you can, you know, I guess get enough sleep or, you know, eat right to the point where you don't need it to survive, then there's certain points. So for me, it's like sometimes it can be that 2:30 feeling or if you just want to work like crazy, like on a Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
And you just want to power through. You need an extra, it's kind of like drinking a 5-hour energy, but without
the insane stuff that's in a 5-hour energy. Yeah.
And the good thing about, so I take like caffeine pills.
I was just about to ask if you take
pills. Yeah, you can.
You can dose it. You can dose your caffeine more strategically versus just, you don't really know what you're getting in a cup of coffee. So that's been huge for me the last year.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty powerful.
Powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, coffee's just super tasty in the morning. I just, that's a hard habit to kick.
That's my number four.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. My number four is what I call water party. And a water party is, so you water party after drinking, essentially. And right now, I don't really drink that often. So if I, even if I have like a beer or two at this point, in my life, mm-hmm. I will have a headache, like a really bad headache, mm-hmm. which is, I'm ashamed to say, but
in the morning, you mean?
Yeah. In the morning.
Yeah.
So a water party is at the end of the evening, you essentially just pound as much water as you possibly can until you literally cannot drink any more water.
Did you come up with it? Was this a Joey original?
This is a Joey original.
Yeah.
Is this the one I reminded you of?
Yeah. This is the one. Yeah. So water party, drink as much water as you can if you've added anything to drink, and you'll feel so much better in the morning.
All that a hangover is just pure dehydration.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is not just drink a little bit of water. This is.
You're looking at me.
You gotta drink a ton of water. Anyway, water party.
I hate when Joey is like, you gotta drink more water.
That is how I sound.
Yeah. that is. Until it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, until you cannot have any more water.
Yeah. Okay. Good one. Thanks. My number three is a packing hack.
Ooh, okay.
So you can only have so many liquids on a flight, correct?
That's
when you're
correct.
Carrying on, as you know. And moisturizer, face moisturizer, is one of those things. And typically the bottles are like 4 ounces, so they're too big to go into your carry-on. So what I do is I squirt it into a contact lens case and screw on the contact lenses so that I have my moisturizer in there that I can use on my skin while I'm traveling.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
That is a nice little travel tip.
Yeah. And then technically you don't even have to put it in your liquids bin because
right?
it looks like a contact lens case.
So you do technically, but you can avoid it.
But it's so small then that it like doesn't take up much room in your liquids bag.
Yeah.
Because that's some precious space.
It is precious space.
Yeah, that's a really good point. My three is called batching. So it's a Tim...
I love this.
Yeah, it's a Tim Ferriss concept. So anybody that... I don't know if anybody knows Tim Ferriss, but he's kind of the... He's like my hero when it comes to life hacks. So he wrote a book called The 4-Hour Work Week. And this is where I heard this concept.
Oh, yeah, 4-hour work week.
Yeah. So essentially, people can't really multitask. You think you can, but you can't. There's like, the mind can't actually do it. There's like huge switching costs. Mm-hmm. So truly, it's just grouping like tasks together and doing them all at once, focusing all your attention, and then moving on to the next bucket. You can do it like I do it with laundry. So I do laundry once every 3 months.
That is crazy.
What?
Down.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
That
you
is
just do it on one day.
Sanity.
You do it on one day and you're going to save all that time. If you do it once every, 2 weeks. Now, I mean,
I would need that many clothes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That may be part
of
it.
What if you're like minimalists like we are?
Ooh, I feel like
that's a good point.
I feel like the everyday way you can do this is email specifically, because I feel almost everybody who works gets email.
Example,
So it's like, you're probably getting email throughout the day, mm-hmm. but everybody would be so much more efficient if it was like, I'm going to check email at the start of my day and at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But between those times, tough noogies, you'll have to call me.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
I think that's actually the example he uses in the book.
Oh, wow. Okay. There it is.
You.
So say you are at Starbucks strategically consuming caffeine and you see Tim Ferriss walk in.
Mm.
What happens next?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Oh, man. I go and bow down to him. No, let's see. Man.
You start batching hellos. to everyone.
And he says, sorry, I can't sign that right now. It's not 3 o'clock yet. But
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd probably fanboy pretty hard.
You would?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, yeah, he's just such a down-to-earth guy. But I mean, I don't know.
Would you recognize him? Like, you know what he looks like?
Oh, yeah.
I got to look him up.
Yeah. Just check him out.
Okay. Check him out. Go check him out. My number three is wear the same socks. Wear the same
that's a good one.
Wear the same pair of socks if you can. So what you do is you throw away, you go home, you throw away all your socks, especially if you have different kinds of socks, and then you just go and you buy one single pair, lots of them. And then you can just swap them out when they get old, or once every, it depends on how many socks you get, once every quarter, once every semester, you throw them all out. You buy a new pair. Then you never, it's like one thing you don't have to think about.
That's a weird way to think about life.
Biannually. I don't know.
We have young listeners here.
Anyway, it's just one thing that you don't have to think about.
And you throw out a sock as soon as it has like a little hole in it?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I throw out a sock if it has a hole in it.
Yeah. See, I feel like
you could do that with other pairs of clothing too.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I feel like you would do really well with like the minimalist wardrobe style.
Yeah.
Like, I have five of the same, well, you basically do have five of, like, the same t-shirt. Mm-hmm. They're just different colors.
Yep.
This shirt works
Earth
for me.
Tones.
I like it. Yeah. And it's like, you don't have to think about it when you get dressed.
Yep.
That's a huge.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. Okay, my number two is another travel one. Wake up before sunrise when you travel so you can explore the city before other people are around. And then by the time then you get to see everything on your own, and then you also get to see sunrise, which is one of the prettiest times of day. And then once everyone else is awake, it's usually pretty hot out, especially if you're traveling in the summer. So then you can go take a nap during the hottest part of the day, and you can avoid as many people as possible. Wake up, go back out at night.
I feel like that's like how humans should actually operate.
Yes.
That's like how we're wired, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. We tried that this time.
Siesta, and then go to bed with the sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is very challenging to wake up before sunrise, but I promise you it's worth it.
It actually kind of ruins mine. Yeah, oh. My number two is get up early.
Okay,
that's perfect. Get up early.
That's just a great example of why you'd want to do that traveling. And getting up early just generally is amazing. I would say... That's why it's my number two. I mean, it really did change things like a couple years ago. Like my wife and I, like I'm more of an introvert and she's more of an extrovert. So like for the introverts out there, it was like a really nice thing that I could get up early and then I'd have like a couple hours in the morning to myself to kind of have that me time. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the first reason I did it. But then there's just so many awesome reasons, you know, like the beating the traffic or just having time in the morning to actually have breakfast. It has all these crazy downstream effects. So I'm trying to figure out how to get that done.
I love
on a
sleeping.
Basis.
Sleeping is so fun.
Do you guys actually get 7.5 to 8 at night?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, Jen definitely does. Okay. I don't know if I do.
Like if someone literally said to me, like, what's your favorite thing to do? It's sleeping. I'm legitimately serious.
It'd be sleeping.
I love to sleep.
Yeah.
It's so satisfying.
I love taking naps. I know you do it too. Yes. It's the best.
Story for another time.
Have you ever heard of what is like intermittent sleeping or something?
I remember in college. I remember a bunch of dudes tried it in college.
Right, where we tried it? Yeah. I do not recommend anyone at home try this, but it's there's the theory that you can sleep essentially for 20 minutes. You train your body to, this is so stupid, but you train your body to only sleep for about a half an hour at a time.
No.
Once every 4 hours.
No.
So you nap for half an hour, and because your body is so tired after like the first couple of days of trying this, that it quickly moves through the REM cycle. Mm. So you finish a sleep cycle faster than you would normally. So you are able to finish it all in those 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then you stay up for another 4 hours, go to sleep for a little bit, stay up for another 4 hours. And so this way you only sleep for, it's like 4 hours a day or something like that. Yeah.
That's
the theory, but it's very hard to accomplish, and I do not advise doing this.
Like no other animals deprive themselves of sleep, like zero.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that do it. So we're doing like a weird experiment now
with ourselves.
With yeah,
on our humanity.
Yeah, and it's
we're doing a lot of weird things.
Yeah, not I don't think it's going to be good.
All right, my number two is text replacement. Text replacement shortcuts on your iPhone or on your computer. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, there's probably an area in your settings under the keyboard section where you can go in and you can do text replacement. There's a lot of cool ones that you can do that just save me a ton of time all the time. So
yeah,
I've got...
Yeah, what is that?
So that would be like...
Joey once... Here's an example. Joey replaced my ex-boyfriend's name in my phone with "he who must not be named."
This is when we were first date started to date. And so every time she would type his name...
And the I was
get replaced with
and so it's like why is she typing his name all the time? We had like a landlord that shared that person's name, and I sent it once, and I was like, "What the heck? Why?" And that's how I found it, because I was not communicating with this person.
I know, I did it as a joke, and I had totally forgotten about it. So when you did it, it was like a year later. Some other examples are if you have multiple email accounts. Which I do. I've probably got 5 email accounts for different purposes. And you can do @@. So anytime you type the word @@, it pulls up my personal email. If I type in @@@ symbol, my spam email account. Mm. 3@, 4@, 5@. You could also do @home, @joint, @work, @us for a joint email. Mm. And that will autofill in your email account. I've got 1-star, 2-star, 3-stars, and that will autofill specific, like if I type in 1-star, it will pull up a star, a filled in star, and then 4 other empty stars. Hmm. So if I want to rate something, I can type in 3 stars. Hmm. I've got, what else do I have in here? I have a bunch of different emoticons, not emoji, but emoticons, which are little faces.
Oh yeah.
So I've got like look of disapproval is a popular emoticon.
Yeah.
Right, those disapproving eyes. So I can type in LOD. Mm-hmm. If I want to be more disapproving, I add another D. More disapproving, wow. I add another D. I've also got looks of sadness, looks of happiness, looks of slyness.
How you can get that guy with like his really long arms?
Oh yeah. The shrug.
Yeah, the shrug.
The shrug. I've the got shrug Kirby guy. Flips table. if you want,
what
like
about that weird guy who's like. That one.
I don't know which one that is. I've got different flags. So if I type in flag UK, flag US, flag Japan.
Do you program the flags?
Yep.
Oh my God.
If I type
under
in.
Under what circumstances? If I, do you
if
need
I type
this?
In checkbox, it comes up with a checkbox.
The Czech Republic flag.
Or a checkbox with an extra X comes up with a checkbox with the check filled in. And of course, if you're an iPhone user, you can add the F word in there so that it doesn't say.
Duck.
This. Ducking phone keeps replacing my shortcuts. Anyway,
that's a pretty good one in there about the having multiple email accounts too.
Oh yeah,
you the email kind of breezed over that. That's actually pretty clever.
Yeah, and you can add. Let's say you just type in the first 4 numbers of your address, or the first 3, then it will auto. Yeah, I have it to autofill my address.
Wow,
super nice.
Yeah.
So if somebody asks me what's your address, you can just type in. The first couple numbers.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. My number one and my winner is dry shampoo. So for many years, I have been interested in dry shampoo. And I just because I have such dark hair, I never really could get it right. Like it always looked like I had like gray.
Residue,
yeah. And so I finally found this dry shampoo at Jute. And their dry shampoo is really awesome. And now that I use it, I only have to wash my hair like twice a week, maybe. And so it's also helped because it's retrained my hair not to get greasy as quickly.
Not better for
so
your hair.
So it's like, it's like day 4 is like my best day when like I could only go like 2 days without washing it before.
Are you doing dry shampoo every day?
Should
I be doing this? Is it only like day 3
I
or
start
four?
Using like it on day 3.
Okay.
And once it's in a bun like this, then it's all over. It's like it needs to be washed.
Yeah.
But dry shampoo has really saved me a lot of time, especially because I have very long hair. So it's like,
oh, I bet.
Styling it is terrible. I hate it. But I refuse to cut my hair. And every time I do, I'm like, why did I do that? And then it takes forever to grow back out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm growing out my hair. And I do a Batiste.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's a UK-based dry shampoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't tried them all, but I was pretty impressed by that one.
Jute
it
is
does leave
great.
A white residue.
Yeah. Jute's great because you like it. You like kind of go like this. I know no one can see what I'm doing, but I'm like, what? How would you describe what I'm doing?
You're hand puppeting.
I'm hand puppeting, and it like kind of puffs it out.
Mm.
So it's kind of more like a baby powder type of thing, and then you just rub it in.
Yeah.
So it's really gentle, and of course it's jute, so it's plant based, and it was not tested on animals.
There you go.
Yeah, that's actually super practical for me.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. My number one and my winner is kind of twofold. So basically meditation / changing your relationship with pain. So
this is pretty interesting.
So with meditation and different techniques, you can, like mental noting is an example where you feel the pain and you acknowledge it and you just let it go. So essentially what meditation teaches you is to not associate yourself or to tie yourself to that emotion. Oftentimes when like you're, you know, you don't want to go work out, it's not like, it's not the actual pain of working out that you're, because you're not working out yet. It's just the fear and the frustration that you're feeling about the future pain. So for example, started taking cold showers. That's a good way to train yourself to, because it's just extremely unpleasant. But if you can learn to do it, if you can learn to do it, you realize you're putting yourself in a situation where your body is saying, "I'm gonna die" or something. You know, it's trained to.
I'm uncomfortable.
Something's really well. Your brain's telling you, you know, because the way we're wired, you're probably gonna experience hypothermia. But you're actually just in your shower, and you can step out at any time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. You just got to learn to kind of change your relationship with your pain signals and your uncomfortable, you know, your body's always giving you false positives, always giving you like it's going to be the worst thing in the world.
Right, because your brain just doesn't want you to die.
Exactly.
That's what.
That's the way our brains are wired.
Trained to do.
Yeah. So that's I see what you're saying now, but now segue that for me. Paint me a picture of the advantage of taking the cold shower. Where does that lead? Besides just proving the point.
Well, for me, it's actually changed. When I started doing it, I dread workouts less. It's actually had a real effect.
Okay.
Because it's basically mental training.
Yeah.
It's basically saying, if I can handle a cold shower, I can definitely handle the momentary pain of working out.
Yeah.
You know, because like the actual pain working out, for example, if you're going like a long jog, I don't really jog. It's just like constant pain. But like if you're like lifting, that's, yeah, I don't know. Oftentimes, your body's wired to freak you out, when in reality, you can train your mind with meditation and things like cold showers to dampen the, or not associate yourself with that pain and just realize, like, you kind of tell your mind, thank you, mind. I appreciate it. I can handle it.
Yeah.
So that's been huge.
Okay. All right. My number one and my winner is to speed up the intake of your media that you consume.
Yeah.
And it's so I'm a big consumer of podcasts and of audiobooks, and I've got a couple of stats here that I just thought I would share that is important to understand how many more things you can do, especially, and this applies to your number five, of getting things done in the car. So I use an app called Overcast, which has a feature on it called Smart Speed. And what that does is...
It's good for listening to podcasts.
It's great for podcasts. And what it does is it shortens the gaps between silences. So if we're having a conversation and there's a natural gap in the conversation, it will shorten that gap. The longer the gap goes on, the faster the algorithm starts to apply itself. So 10 seconds might turn into... A 10-second silence would probably turn into, I don't know, let's say a 3-second silence. Anyway, Smart Speed alone has saved me 87 hours of listening.
That is crazy.
Just for podcasts.
That's just the gaps in silences. 87 hours.
By the way, he's told us this many times.
Yeah, it's like, so our reactions aren't like, oh my God, because I've heard this
because he geeks out on this.
Like, yeah, I think all the time.
You spent all 87 of those hours telling you how much time you saved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's beyond just normal speed advancements alone.
Yep.
So,
what do you listen to podcasts at, Joe?
My default now is 2x with smart speed on.
Two
times is my default. There are some podcasts that I go 1.8, and there are some podcasts that I do 2.5.
Yeah, you should play that on
air. 2.5. What do you listen to at 2.5?
I listen to The Talk Show.
I don't know.
By Daring Fireball with John Gruber at 2.5.
Is it like a tech podcast?
It's a tech podcast. Yeah, I listen to that at 2.5. Most podcasts are 2. Some podcasts I listen to at 1.9 if the speakers are speaking too quickly.
It's hard to describe until you hear it.
Yeah, I have gotten into the car before, and Joey's listening to a podcast, and I literally
sounds like the chipmunk.
Yeah, it's like it's not even English at this point, and I'm like, you are understanding this?
Now, here's the thing. People think that it's really hard to understand this, but...
Oh, this is so pretentious.
It is so pretentious, but this is the gospel.
So much faster than other people's.
But the gospel... That's how it sounds. How it sounds. But, so I've got a study here from the 1950s determined that we can hear spoken audio at 2x without issue.
Have they redone this study in the modern day?
Yeah.
No, that's how we figured it out a long time ago that it's just that easy.
Okay. Well, I listen at 1.5 speed. That's pretty good. Is it not?
That is pretty good. 1.5 is great. And it's totally up to you. I mean, nobody has to do this, but you can listen to so many more things that you enjoy. You'll have more time for the things you enjoy. That's the whole purpose.
No, it's a great hack.
It sure is. Yeah.
The stats to back it up.
Yeah.
With 8 to 10 hours of training, you can go much faster, though, than 2x. That's only 8 to 10 hours of training. So what I do is
listening?
Pretty much, yeah. What I have done is basically once every month, or once every couple of months, as it started getting faster and faster, I would boost it up by the next little ticker.
Mm.
And what ends up happening is, after a while of doing this, you think to yourself, they're not talking fast enough. I want to speed this up. And you go back to check, and you're like, oh, I'm already listening at 2x.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I guess
Joey,
I'm going up to the next.
How does it sound when you go back to one?
Oh, when you go back to one, they sound drunk and drugged out of their
actually
minds.
Actually so annoying. So we... A couple weekends ago, we went up to the cabin, and Joey's like, do you want to listen to a podcast? And so we listened to Today Explained.
Yeah,
great podcast. Joey was like, oh, let me boost it down to your speed. Or and
see,
then,
but when you say it like that, it makes me sound so pretentious, but I'm not saying it like that.
He puts it down to 1.5, and then he proceeds to just giggle for 2 minutes. Yeah. So he's Sean Roberts for him, he sounds like he's wasted. And it's just like...
It does, it does.
Yeah,
and I do not say it like that.
You were giggling. You were giggling. And I was like, can you just stop?
I was giggling.
To learn.
It's so funny.
Trying to learn about the school lunches.
See, the thing is, if you don't listen to the podcast at normal, at a sped up speed, if you want to... I know this again sounds pretentious, but if you want to know what it feels like, is switch it to half speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Switch it to half speed. Then all of a sudden it'll feel like, oh, they are talking very, very slow. And that's exactly what it feels like.
I mean, I do agree with you.
So here is my Audible stats.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have saved at least 100 hours on Audible, which is essentially the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy more than 2x. So I could have read another seven novels. I got another 7 novels on Audible.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
Did you do any other studies in the 50s about comprehension?
Good question.
Yeah, the comprehension stays with you. And there's a lot of interesting studies on people that are...
This one was from 1842.
People that have visual impairments. That a lot of people with visual impairments listen at much faster speeds.
Oh, I can see that.
And have no issues with it.
Okay.
It's because they have... supersonic hearing
I'm not going to doubt the human mind.
And here's the thing. Most people are going to counter this.
Okay.
No. Most people are going to counter this with, oh, but the silences are important. The pregnant pauses. Ugh. They're important to the...
That's what I would say, actually, yeah.
No! Get out of here. Here's the thing about that.
Especially for a novel.
Here's my counter. If you don't have Smart Speed on for Audible, which Audible does not have, then the length of the pregnant pause is still the same time relative to the speed that you're listening at. So you still have that pregnant pause. You aren't missing out on the pregnant pause. Mm-hmm. Now, with a something like Smart Speed in a conversational app like Overcast for podcasts, then yes, you do miss out on some of that, but you will be amazed at how little that matters to the context of what you're listening to.
Yeah.
Because it slowly ramps up the speed over time, you don't notice that you have just saved yourself that time. It feels totally normal.
Yeah. I may have to take this one away.
So anyway,
that's a good
there's my pitch.
Okay.
Save yourself a ton of time.
Okay. I'm going to recap.
Okay.
Number 5, don't get an international cell phone plan. Just turn your phone on airplane mode and use Wi-Fi. Number 4, wear a hoodie backwards and fill it with popcorn.
So funny.
I'm definitely taking that one away.
Me too.
Number 3, put moisturizer in contact lens case for carry-on ease.
I do like supple skin.
Number 2, wake up before sunrise while traveling, and then nap during the day when there's more people out. And my winner is use dry shampoo.
Nice. My number 5 is utilizing car and transit time more effectively, using caffeine strategically, batching, getting up early and attacking the day, and the confusing one, changing your relationship to pain, with the hack being essentially meditation.
Okay, I like that. My number 5 is pay attention to the producers of your favorite music. Don't forget the producers. Number 4 is water party after drinking. Number 3 is buy the same exact socks and only wear one pair of socks.
Multiple pairs of the same kind of sock.
Yes. Okay. My number 2 is install some text shortcuts. And my number 1 and my winner is Smart Speed Your Media.
We're like really into the Streaks app for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so Joey was like, I'm going to meditate for 1 minute a day.
And okay, 1 minute.
You gotta start
one
small. Yeah.
Minute.
Yeah. I could not do
and
it.
And he couldn't do it.
I could not do it. I was just like, nah.
Yeah.
And it's mine just was not like for me. 20 minutes or something. And he was like, how?
We're going to have to take that offline.